The Sunday before Thanksgiving is a notoriously difficult Sunday to preach. The topic is very well defined, and the conversations that pastors tend to have around this have been rehashed year after year after year. You know, often you try to find something creative to do, to engage, maybe a neat metaphor. I have preached on wishbones, cranberry sauce, saying grace. I've preached on pumpkin pie, Macy's Day Parade balloons, and even Snoopy. There's always something to try. How do we engage the idea of thankfulness in a new way? Because Thanksgiving, okay. Well, and then with the greatest, I mean, the greatest of forethought and planning, my sermon last week focused on saying thank you. I had this beautiful, powerful experience of how saying thank you can change a life and mean so much to someone. And it just happened to me, and I used it the week before Thanksgiving in my sermon. Gave that one away a little too soon. So as I prepared for today, I was looking for what is there to say about being thankful? And as I was working through things, I got a song stuck in my head. Actually, the song we just finished singing, We Gather Together. Ivan, you'd appreciate it. It was the instrumental piano version running through my mind all week. I was very much looking forward to hearing you play it today. So I'm not sure if this sermon was completely divinely inspired, if I just got a song stuck in my head, but either way, it was a wonderful place to begin. We gather together to ask the Lord's blessing. Now, the song itself was written in the midst of wartime Holland, of all places. And if you listen closely to the lyrics, you can hear the commentary of a people who were in the midst of such a conflict with the wicked oppressing and the fight that we're winning that we might be free. It actually carries a sort of an independence song kind of a feel within it. But it actually took hold here in America during World War II, when some of the same feelings were resounding within our own society about what that could mean for the world. Coming together and asking God's blessing. It's amazing how times of difficulty are often the time people really connect with this imagery of being together and not alone. On a side note, it is said that this hymn became a success in America when it was included in the 1935 Methodist hymnal. So, you know, you can thank us later for that. The song carries throughout it many different themes all the way throughout. But the most powerful aspect of this entire song for me is in the first three words that serve as the song's title. We gather together. I've shared with you before that I believe being together is one of the greatest aspects of religious community. Now, I very deeply respect those who, and I hear it all the time, are in the I'm spiritual but not religious kind of place in life. And I hope to be spiritual and religious myself, that those two don't have to be separate. But gathering together is something that simply being spiritual doesn't afford you. This is something about a community that brings us something more. And if I may say, there is joy in being together. That's why it's hard to get everybody quiet after we do the mingling at the beginning. There's something special about being surrounded by other people. And while for some folks, being together is an experience of the Thanksgiving holiday, it's not my focus this morning of, okay, we're all going to be together at a table, because that's not everyone's experience. But the joy of being together at a holiday is something that I think I want to dig into a little bit more when we look at the idea of holiday being a holy day. It's easy to forget that that's what that word means and where it comes from. But today is a holy day, and we are together in that moment. Just as every day should be a day of thanksgiving, every day should carry with it the holiness of connection and community and being together. What can be shared by each one of us here is the joy and blessing of being together in this moment, just as it is every time we gather in this place or we gather out in the world to serve. We don't have to be in this room, in these pews, to be together and experience God's blessing. Talk to the folks who go down to the park to hand out sandwiches, and they'll tell you that God's blessing is in being together with all people, everywhere. So in this season of thanks, I want to give thanks for the chance that we have to be together. And for those who listen on the website and download the sermons that Paul posts for us each week, know that there's a place here and we're thinking of you, but we're talking about being together here. So anyway, we'll move on from that. The Christian experience as a whole has always been a shared one, a communal event. There is something very wonderful about a personal relationship with God. about a personal relationship with Jesus. But the Christian experience, as an understanding, is a communal thing. And we're reminded in our scriptures that when two or three are gathered, Christ's presence is among us. You think about the disciples. Yep, they got together as a group. Or those apostles who went out to build the early church, always sent out in twos. Or the sacred rituals of baptism or communion, by definition, are events that require relationship. I was so grateful to Pastor Carrie in her sermon on All Saints Day, speaking about the idea of communion being something that brings us into union together. Or I think about Paul, the guy who wrote so much of the work in our Bible. Everywhere the Apostle Paul went, he began a community. He would talk with individuals about their relationship with God, about their spiritual life, and then the individuals he talked to, he would bring together into community. And it's important to name it that way. A lot of times people talk about Paul going out and starting churches, but there's just so many people that think about buildings when you say the word church. What Paul was starting was relationships between people, community. Early Christianity was built around people who would gather together. And that's still what we share in today. It's still a blessing that we receive the chance to be together. But it's important to know we gather together not just to ask the Lord's blessing. In gathering together, we are receiving God's blessing. This is something that's made clear to me in our scriptures when I read Colossians 3. In this letter that Paul's writing to one of the Christian communities that are gathering together, the author writes instructions on how to do so in a healthy and thriving manner. Hear these words. As God's chosen ones, holy and beloved, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Bear with each other, and if anyone has a complaint against another, forgive each other just as God has forgiven you. And above all other things, put on love, which is the perfect bond of unity. The peace of Christ must control your hearts, a peace into which you were called in one body. And be thankful, people. Now, this scripture includes some very practical advice on how we can gather together and function well in relationship. In fact, it's one of the most commonly used wedding scriptures. You know, it's good tips. I always tell couples, listen, gentleness, meekness, patience, kindness, write them on a note and put them on your fridge because it's helpful in any relationship to think of those things. But it includes this practical advice. These things, the humility, the patience, the compassion, they're all good and practical tips on how we can live together in community, no matter how large. Those of you who will be with friends or family for Thanksgiving, remember these words. Oh, that's right. Patience. Okay, Grandma. This is something that we're invited to consider. Because I do want to point out, this scripture is one of my favorite scriptures because it has a very honest and simple phrase within it. Bear with each other. Did you catch it in there? In the midst of all this conversation about the love and the joy and the meekness and the humbleness and the... And then there's this phrase, bear with each other. I love this. It's nice when scripture just really gets honest and puts it out there. You know what I mean? This is a phrase with layers. Some translations of this verse translate bear with each other as tolerate each other. I almost read that exact version of it as I was preparing for things, you know, and tolerate each other, sort of a grin and bear it kind of translation. And this certainly can be a part of gathering together into community. That's where the patience and compassion and gentleness come in. And rather than glossing over the imperfections that can exist in community, this scripture comes right out and says it. Sometimes you're just going to have to put up with each other. What a blessing it is to hear that. I don't know about you, but so often there's these warm, fuzzy, perfectly happy, adoring community images. You know, the I love Jesus and so everyone's my best friend kind of perspectives on Christianity. And I don't know, maybe I'm the only one that has ever felt it a challenge to adore every single person in my life. If not, this is going to get really awkward. But there are these moments, and I think there's something real about our scripture saying, look, this gets tough sometimes. This can be hard. This takes work. There's something very real about that. I remember one of the first times someone had to help me see this. I was in a class with a person whose very existence seemed to rub me the wrong way. I mean, this person drove me nuts. In fact, he drove everyone nuts. And one day I was sitting with my instructor, and this person's name came up, and I mentioned that I was trying to work on being able to like this person. And my instructor smiled and looked at me and said, "You know, Brad, you don't have to like everyone, you just have to make it through class." You know, it's what I hear echoed in our scriptures. Yes, we need to be in good relationship. We need to offer patience and kindness. We need to engage one another. Those are important pieces. But we're called sometimes to, you know what? Work at it. Bear with each other. And build relationship that way too. When we gather together, sometimes that really is the best we can offer. Now, Rick Warren, author of A Purpose-Driven Life, and this, mind you, this is one of the only times you're ever going to hear me quote Rick Warren. It's not in my wheelhouse very often. But he has this great quote I picked up on Twitter one day. He said, "You know, in every group, there are certain people who are EGR. EGR stands for Extra Grace Required." I thought it was a very polite way to describe. Now, to be fair, I think all of us can be that person at different times. But there's something nice about understanding that there are people who need a little bit of extra grace. And what a wonderful way to think about this. I hear this idea of people needing extra grace and the idea of bearing with each other. I see them in very close relationship together. Because just like our scripture speaks of clothing ourselves with compassion and kindness and humility and love, those are all expressions of grace. And I am grateful that there is a place, that there are people I can gather with who will offer me the extra grace I require when we gather together. It's one of the reasons I've always felt home in places like this. Because trust me, there are lots of ways I'm that person. There are lots of ways we all are that person. And to know that we can gather together with people who will offer us that grace is a powerful thing. In our own ways, in our own time, we all require that extra grace. And here are people who will bear with me as I need it. This is one of the greatest ways we are blessed to be together. Now, this favorite phrase of mine, the bearing with each other, does have that imagery of the putting up with each other, the grin and bear it, the dealing with and working at relationship. But bear with one another can also be said in another way. Hear the scripture as it encourages us to carry the weight of life together. That phrase, bear with each other, literally can mean bear with each other. Life is a lot to carry alone. In fact, there are so many moments that are too heavy to carry on our own. And we can't bear the weight of it by ourselves. And these are the moments we're invited to gather together to carry life as a community. These are moments that we're invited to gather together and not be alone. When the scripture speaks of love binding us together, that is a source of strength that's greater than anything any one of us could do alone. We gather together because in this place are people who will help us carry whatever life brings. One of the blessings of pastoral work is that we get to see and hear stories of this firsthand, the ways people within our own community reach out to support one another and care for each other. Being a part of community such as this teaches us both to care for and support others, but it also teaches us to ask for help when we need it. The latter there being one of the hardest lessons many of us will ever learn. Learning to trust that we can ask for help, and there is grace around us to help us carry things in life. Our scripture today is a beautiful and practical verse that describes not only the blessing of community, but the tools and methods for keeping our community holy and full of love. And after discussing these things, after naming the ways that we're invited to live together, after encouraging us to tolerate each other and carry the weight of life together, or after the many grace-filled expressions of love that we're called to live into, there's a three-word ending to this little passage. Be thankful, people. For when we gather together, we are blessed by community and given the opportunity to bless our community. Both of these things are reasons to be thankful that we can gather together. And so as we gather together to ask the Lord's blessing, I ask God for the greatest blessing of all. The ability to recognize how blessed we really are. Because we are. just by being together. Amen.